This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
If you're being accused of something in the courthouse that you work at that may actually affect the outcome of the trials, you know, you probably either want to own up to that or do as much damage control as you possibly can and not continue to engage in behavior that others may find, I don't know, a little bit questionable, maybe even those around you. Reel that in. Maybe, you know, maybe your son wiretapping people, not a great idea either, not a good look. We're talking about Becky Hill, the clerk of court in the Alec Murdaugh trial. Beyond the allegations of jury tampering that are out there and will likely be addressed in an ethics hearing, her son had been charged with wiretapping within the courthouse. He was the information technology director, and now we also have a lot of ethics complaints coming in against Becky Hill, accusing her of misusing her position for personal gain, including cashing a check for $10,000. It was made out to Colton County. There's more as well. Here to discuss the visuals on this, the ethics on this, and where this may actually take us, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. It just keeps not looking very good in the world of Colton County and Becky Hill, does it?
Well, you're right, and Alec Murdaugh and his lawyers are just salivating over all of these new, you know, seemingly minor, although one to me is very major, ethics complaint. And the major one, of course, is this cashing of the check. If it was truly given as a donation, I think to fix windows and things in the courthouse, and she used it for, in fact, my understanding is scratched out what was written and wrote her name in there. That's a problem. It'll be interesting to see what the person that made that donation or wrote that check, what their end of the story is, you know, what they're going to say. But I think that's the most egregious. And then, of course, allowing a photographer in to have sort of special filming of Alec Murdaugh and having used that in her book is concerning, as well as just being on the company clock, if you will, and promoting your book. They're all concerning, and it just paints a bad picture of her ethically and morally as a person, I suppose.
I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing because the person that she, you know, obviously loathed in this, that she so desperately wanted to be found guilty, who very likely would have been found guilty without any assistance from Becky Hill, it's kind of the same sort of scenario she's finding herself in. We're not talking about murder and such here, but we're talking about another whole round of complaints beyond the jury tampering that are likely to sink her credibility. Just as this with Alec Murdaugh, the financial crimes came in. Didn't have anything to do with the murder, but it really painted a much bigger picture about his character, which then led many more to believe, well, if he's capable of doing that, he's probably capable of doing this. I think this kind of bodes the same way for Becky. If she's capable of doing this, who's to say she's not capable of trying to sway a jury?
Right. That's exactly the nexus that could be reached. You know, once you start, the fiber of your morality starts to degrade, right? Then you look at it in all aspects of your life. Well, if they're capable of doing this, then they are probably capable of doing that if they're both, you know, wrong and illegal or immoral. And this whole wiretapping aspect, you and I talked about it previously, and there was no information that it really related per se to the Murdaugh trial, but does it relate to her understanding the probe against her?
Yeah.
You know, it's so salacious.
It's almost like more damage being done after the fact in an attempt to either cover up or get information to figure out how she wants to make her next move. So many times, this is what happens, where after the actual crime itself, or even the allegations themselves, even if they're not very true, people dig themselves into very, very deep holes, far deeper than the original hole even was. Is that what we're seeing here?
I think that's what we're seeing. And you know what? The clerk of court, if I could just go into that just for a second,
yeah.
Tony, such an important role. Obviously, she's really an elected official. You know, when we hear the word clerk, I think we we think of something, you know, that doesn't have a lot of power. But she did, make no mistake. The clerk of courts that I've met over the years are the most organized. They're very powerful. When I say powerful, they control scheduling. They usually have the ear of the judge. They are the doorkeepers, really, for everything. If you want to do anything in that courtroom, if you want to present an exhibit, if you want to talk about your witness list, if you anything, it goes through them. So they're very, very powerful people, and normally very, very good people. And I think that was her original, the original perception of her. And she's just, when she decided to write that book, Tony, were you not shocked?
Yeah, no, I was. I was shocked. The optics of it were obviously horrible. And the timing of its release, all of it was just so an attempted money grab. I mean, I don't know that she honestly even made all that money off of a self-published book. Probably really not that much, especially in terms of all of the damage now that's been caused from the book and from her actions.
Well, and that's the key. Will this result, in other words, all these actions and what she's done and the optic of now her maybe not being the most moral person lend itself, you know, to the credence that she actually did try to tamper with that jury? Will he get a new trial? It's could have huge ramifications as we go down the road and see what is determined in terms of that decision. It's big, Tony, and it's just terrible that she had all that power and used it in this way.
It's scary what one person can do if they choose to go off the rails, how much that can affect so many other people and so many lives, and so much taxpayer money, just really for greed and ego.
Yeah, and I see why somebody like her on the inside would want to say, hey, this is how it really all worked. This was because people are interested in that, the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But why not do that when you retire?
Yeah.
You know, write the memoir, keep it. And I understand the importance of wanting to release things, I guess, as the trial is over. But that just really didn't speak to her having very good judgment.
No, not at all. It's one thing to be friendly and all folksy, but if your folksiness is leading you into felonies, you got to take a step back.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.